just want to love you.
I am ambivalent toward love. Yawn. You bore me.
Porter.
No. Porter, you are such a galoot.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than when there's a puppy that won't
sort of
buddy up to me.
Sort of ambivalent.
Normally animals are like, oh, Shannon, we like her.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse.
Oh, she's the cat's meow.
What if she stole my pants?
So, Chris.
Yes.
You know what they always say about our podcast?
They're too freaking long?
No.
Yes.
That they're just, there's no air of sophistication, elegance.
I don't know what you're talking about there. That's
yeah,
bullshit.
See, right there. Good one, babe. You know who's here to help us with that class and elegance?
Oh, we have three elegant ladies.
Three elegant ladies.
It's a good thing you said three there for a second. One of them was like, which one of us is not elegant,
I know
you
what
sons
I did.
Of bitches?
I know
I'm elegant
what I
as
did. Sounds exactly like Steph.
Elegant as f***. Ladies
well,
and gentlemen.
There's also another elegant gentleman laying on the grass over there.
Ah, yes.
True.
So welcome to this edition of the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast. My name is Mark Hader. With us as always is Rhubarb.
Well, always except for sometimes.
Except for when you're not here.
Yeah.
Like last month.
Yeah.
And then with us as always, Christopher R. Mim.
What's
except
up?
When he's not.
He's always.
He's in the middle of something.
What's
babe.
Up?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce our class of elegance, our sophistication, our manners. Yeah, that doesn't work,
what?
Does it?
No. Yeah. So licking his arse over here to
what?
My right is Mr. Porter. He is our guest for a couple of days.
It's a big black lab.
He's our manager's dog, and he's amazing, and he's the only dog in the world that our cats will put up with, so he's a nice house guest.
So good on you.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and lick my ass.
Really?
Speaking of sophistication.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So she hasn't had a chance to talk yet, so it'll start sinking in when she talks.
So the first laugh you heard was the lovely and talented Miss Stephanie Mim.
Hello.
First Lady of the Mimiverse. Our wonderful fire tender is Miss Catherine Hansen.
Hello.
That's right. You know her from House of Ghosts, Destination Outer Space.
And Awesome Things.
General awesomeness.
That other movie she was in.
Whatever it's called. I don't
Late
know.
Late Night Double Feature.
Whatever.
You were in that?
I think
there's still green paint on the walls for that one. So she's going to man our fire. And then
she's going to man our fire.
Yes.
All right.
And then our actual guest, the return and the until further notice last time of the lovely and talented Miss Shannon McDonough.
The return and death of Shannon
She's
McDonough.
Not going to die.
This is
well, she's going to die in the Mimiverse.
This is the memorial.
Sadly, she died.
This is the Shannon McDonough
what?
Memorial podcast.
What?
How did that become a term of my move?
Everything will now be the Shannon McDonough Memorial thing.
Oh, yeah. We've got a number of memorial things, and it's okay.
They're always to Mitch, so you'll get a Shannon McDonough Memorial something.
Yeah.
But
poker stick.
But I'm not dead.
No.
I can
no, but we can
back.
Remember you.
I know, but I can always come back and take a little cameo or something.
We hope so.
Cameo.
And you know
it?
What I was thinking? Remember how we had that idea for the Julianne St. Marie YouTube channel? I could still do that in Los Angeles.
I do
That's
like
actually
that idea.
True. Yeah. You have a phone and it's an eye, and you could easily do that.
Right?
Nothing but your favorite recipes.
Would this also coincide
tips
with
on how to please your man?
Mm-hmm.
Would this also coincide with the Urina Null web series we talked about?
Actually, it should also be the Urina Null podcast. Version of that. Recipes I like, yes.
Cooking.
I'm a guest on her show.
Cooking That's gentlemen right. you like, yes.
And your daughter would be really mad at you because you've been promising her.
See, then the Evelyn Johnson cereal. See, okay. I got
see, okay.
Daddy every,
I have
like,
told everybody in the world,
movie?
Do not believe anything he says until it's actually
starts.
Written on
Until you hold
the
that
internet.
Script in your hand.
No, even after you hit the script.
No.
Yeah. Remember our movie? It
yes.
can't even be written on
Hey,
no.
that was not my fault. That was everyone else's fault.
Whatever.
Hey, no.
Anyway, so...
Yeah. Yeah. It's everyone else's fault because no one could agree on when they were available. Everyone was busy.
I was so looking forward to playing a lesbian. I bought a short brown wig. I was ready.
I was ready.
I was memorized.
That is so insensitive.
Did my character, didn't we hook up?
What?
I don't know. I had a girl fight with somebody.
Lizzie was switched.
Was it you?
I think we were like...
Was there a cat fight kind of going on? I think we were like...
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we're celebrating Miss Shannon today because she is moving far, far away.
She's leaving us and going away.
And there are many people who are very sad about it.
Moving to law.
And maybe one or two ladies who are glad to get a chance at a major role. Nothing personal?
No, well...
You have to... I
haven't been used in several films now. So the Mimmerverse will be just fine. It will keep going.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
true.
The next movie was actually going to be your movie again because I was rotating. But
yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Wait when he promises.
I was
going to
make a
again.
Superhero movie.
Oh, this dog is driving me nuts. He just won't come here and let me love him.
Porter.
God.
Anyway.
Bless it.
He's in love with
but
Mark.
We will be periodically pausing for inserts of people giving you love.
From afar.
What?
Yes, we asked people to write a short thing or provide a audio medium that we could splice in.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
That's so cute,
yes.
you guys.
And so
it's
if
true.
it's audio, we'll be reading
it. Truly is
it.
Your eulogy.
Yeah. It's not eulogizing.
And I have a good bad poem.
Oh, we should start with the bad poem.
Yes,
then.
Let's
good
kick this podcast
poem.
Off with a good bad
the
poem
right
by the First Lady of the Mimiverse, Mrs. Vanna Wife herself. Vanna Wife, Chris?
Written on a grocery
Vanna
bag.
Wife.
Vanna Wife.
That's so cute.
They had no paper.
Mark and Ruby did not have paper.
so she had to improvised.
Craft some Lunds bag.
I made
I
some paper.
Want the puppy.
No. I made the paper.
You did make the paper.
I had to get a tree. I ground up a tree and made some pulp and made my own paper.
The floor is yours, Ms. Vanna Wife.
My good bad poem.
You gotta clear your throat. There it is.
All right. Oh, Shannon, oh, Shannon, oh, Shannon. What is in a name? S is for sassy.
My God.
H is for a hell of a good actress and singer. A is for awesome. N and N is for naughty and nice.
Ooh.
O is for, oh, my pearls. And... Oh, but I made a pie. N is for never forget who told Chris to put you in so many movies.
Damn straight.
Enjoy LA and never forget where you came from.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mim. Snaps, snaps.
That was a great poem.
That was a good poem. Thank you for that.
So, Shannon, why don't you tell us what is causing you to leave us? Why are you vacating?
What the hell are you doing and why?
The Twin Cities.
God. I'm just so tired of all you f***ers.
Right? Take me with you.
And she took off her sunglasses.
Yes.
I know. I
should have
put them back on.
The day job is opening a new office in Los Angeles. I work for a company called Good Look Inc. GoodLookInc.com for all your hair thinning needs, gentlemen and ladies.
Is it INC or INK?
INK.
Ooh.
But if you type in INC, it'll redirect you.
That is smart internet marketing right there.
Yeah, they're on top of it, let me tell you. But anyway, I basically it's a kind of cosmetic tattoo for gentlemen and ladies who are suffering from some thinning, some balding. And we're opening another office in Los Angeles, and they're letting me go head the tech team, which is very exciting.
No pun intended. You're heading it.
Admit
it. Prince is gone. There's no reason to stay here. That's why you're leaving.
I cried for like 3 days.
I bet.
I'm not even kidding.
I don't doubt that.
How many pair of purple underwear did you wear?
Well, I only have two pairs, I wore them for 5 days.
Okay. Just flip them inside out after a couple days, college style.
I know, this is very
gross. Wait. I thought
we were just go back and forth where you were one and then you put it on the line so that I can at least get some fresh air going.
I rotated.
Yeah, okay.
I rotated.
Remember, guys, this is the classy and elegant podcast.
Clearly.
I don't know who... Okay.
All right, so here's...
Apparently we haven't been hanging out all that much.
Shannon's like, f*** the classy and elegance.
Did you see that last picture I posted on Facebook?
It was, yes, that was...
You're supposed to say, what are you talking about? I'm f***ing classy.
Well, I'm pretty sure the tagline was classy as f***.
There you go.
Exactly.
With a K.
So, and you're leaving us, we're recording this, today is April 8th. And April
8th.
The hell?
Wow.
That'd be awesome. We have the summer all over again.
I just totally missed a several months.
Yes.
It starts with
it is August
8th. How did the premiere of Where Skeeto Go? Does anyone remember?
Yeah.
I don't. Christ, we missed it all.
So you're going to be gone in a few weeks, actually.
Well, they open September 6th out there, and what's going to happen is as they're filling up the calendar with appointments, they'll fly me out there to handle appointments. So September, I'll probably still be in Minnesota for a good chunk of the time. But October, I'm kind of figuring I'll be in Los Angeles 98% of the time. And then Halloween is when I actually move. But I'm trying to start my moving process now. Cause I honestly have no idea how much of next month I'm going to be in the state. I don't know.
So you're saying September 28th, you'll be at the Where Skeeto Nazi Hunter premiere. And anyone who ever really wanted to get your autograph should go because you'll be there, right?
What's a Where Skeeto?
It's a new movie. Come on. I know no one follows us when you're not in the movies. I know that's how it works.
Oh, exactly.
I'm not. I have
and
no illusions.
Not in it. Skip.
But I'm just
left
saying.
Swipe.
Trying to get people.
This is the Tinder version of the Mimiverse.
That's right. I'm not in it.
Speaking of people who sent in a
you
message.
Have a lot of bleeps, Mark.
I know.
I'm just saying. That might be a good selling point,
what
right?
What is it, September 28th?
September 28th. It's a Wednesday. Come on.
So speaking of
we'll get you in there.
Good for me.
We'll get you in there. We'll get you a free ticket.
Oh, dick. She can't bring anyone.
He can pay.
Hold on.
Yeah, Cornelius, you're on your own, buddy.
But there's going to be a lot of new fella. People there that would probably love to get your autograph that would be sad that they might not get a chance after that.
I know Ruby wants to interject, but real quick, I had that farewell show at the Parkway, right?
Yes.
Mitch
Obrick
and Dakota drove all the way here from Omaha to come to the show, which was incredible. And then they had made these little official autograph cards. That was really flattering, you guys.
Catherine, have you had your chance to sign your autograph card yet?
I have.
They've made up a deck of cards that has the names of everyone who's ever appeared on screen in a film.
Oh, that is so cool.
And there are certain people they're just never going to get, but every single extra everyone.
Wow.
And so they've been going around all these events and collecting them any chance they get. So
this blew my mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely blew my mind.
There's a couple people, they better like get on right away.
Why, are they going to die or something? I mean, are we going to have a real memorial podcast for somebody at this point?
There may be one or two people from... I'll say one or two just so you can't figure it out. There may be one or two people from the giant spider who has been battling certain disease for a long time and may not live forever. Let's just say that.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
So speaking of people who are going to stop watching all the Mimiverse movies when Shannon is not in them,
is...
So our bellies are all full of delicious sawmill pizza, and Clear Lake, it's super good. And I am standing here now with Mr. Dakota, who has some wishes for Miss Shannon McDonough.
Thanks, Shannon, for being a part of the Memiverse. We're all going to miss you, and good luck in California. Don't be afraid to visit us.
Oh, we love you, Dakota.
That was so sweet.
And we love you, Shannon. Okay, back to the show.
Well, they did scold me for never having been to Kansas City, because I sang that song at the show, and I mentioned I've never been to Kansas City, but I like sunflowers, you know, and they yelled at me. So apparently now I do have to go to Omaha, Kansas City.
So you have to do the tour, the Midwestern tour.
So you know, I'm going to have to check it out. Maybe in my little moving van.
Just take a little
trip, yeah.
You know, I got to say, though, the one thing that should have started with, Dakota's thing, should have started with, hey.
It wasn't a text message.
Oh, that's why it wasn't a text.
No, he actually
said it all under messages 25s. Me on,
hey.
What?
All under 25s. Mm-hmm. The messages always start with, hey.
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 Yeah. He always just sends me that message.
Yeah.
Hey.
Same here. And there's so many times where it's not a good time, or yeah. I'm half asleep or something. And so I'm like, oh, I'll get back to him. And I forget.
Yeah.
Same and thing. I do feel bad. I don't want him to think I'm ignoring him, but I have ADD really badly.
Dakota is a very great kid. He's grown up in the Mimiverse. He really has. He's been around for a long time. He just graduated high school.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
And he's literally kind of grown up around it.
Child.
He is. He's one of the official extra. What are the other ones? RJ Lundgren, who plays Red in Danny Johnson Saves the World, is number 7. Mm-hmm. Mitch Gonzalez is number 8.
Hey, babe.
No, Mitch Gonzalez.
Actually, Mitch is number 0.
He's 0.
It's fuzzy, so I don't know if it's a stamp.
And then, so, Dakota is number 8.
Dakota is number 8.
Okay.
What can I do?
Nothing.
Like bug rankling.
What?
No, it was
a proper bee.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was a wasp or a bee.
A bee would be dead. A wasp would be dead. Bees are pollinators. And they're not a-holes.
Anyway, sorry.
Mark's hardcore. He's over here getting stung, didn't make a noise. He's just like,
fine.
Get this damn thing off me.
Off my neck.
Classy and elegant, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
I said that in the
bus.
Beginning just because I knew Shannon was here. So
Back on the bus.
Shannon is one of the distinct people who has been on the podcast almost. Now this will be, she is now tied again for the most appearances on this show.
Really?
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah!
And of course, you never actually win that war because you're leaving. So the best you can do is tie.
Well, again, we could have Skype interviews.
We could do that.
It's like,
we
have that. It's
we don't
like,
do that.
Oh, goodbye. Thanks for being part of the Mimiverse, and now you're not anymore. I can come back and do things.
I can't Skype you
dying.
Into a movie. That's just weird.
That would be awesome. Like, no, Shannon, build a background in, you know. Yeah.
It's made of hot glue and duct tape. Okay,
I would buy a plane ticket to come home for a week to film some scenes.
You got it recorded?
Yeah,
I
got it recorded.
Okay.
That is not out of the question by any means.
What if it's a really good script and I'm like, you'd be great for the lead? And you're like, damn, that is a good script.
First off, can we
film it in a week and a half?
God, wouldn't that be awesome if we could? I love that idea.
Why don't you come to California?
There you go. I'll go out to LA. Everyone else here can suck it.
Steph says no.
Like,
well, unless she comes with, then she's like, all right, then let's do it. We'll bring the kids. We'll do it. We'll
go see the Ellen show.
All of us will stay in Shannon's little apartment.
Win some money on the price.
No, that's my one rule with people is, yeah. Come visit me. We'll hang out. You cannot stay with me.
But Jimmy and I get along really well.
Can I just sleep on your pile of yarn?
Yes.
It's really obsessive. I bought more yarn yesterday.
You have
just for the yarn.
You have to move all this yarn.
I'm buying more yarn but I'm going to make this really beautiful like Irish lace afghan for the bedroom. It's going to be gorgeous. I know. I can't wait.
Also, if you actually flew out to LA to shoot Shannon, I think Catherine would be pissed. She's like, come on. I've been here for years.
Put me in a tent.
She's not like that at all. She is really not. Catherine's just like,
I'm not really here right now.
No, I'm just like obsessed. I'm like, fire, fire. I have a job to do.
She was asking all sorts of questions. She's like, okay, how do I do this? What wood would you like me to use?
She's a professional fire.
She knows what the hell she's doing.
She's going for the award, ladies and gentlemen.
There is an art form to tending a fire. There really is.
There is.
But speaking of awards, I'm still feeling like the Susan Lucci of the Mimiverse over here.
Have you never won?
Never won a motherfucking award, Mim.
Really?
You even had me. You even had me like throw a tantrum when Rachel beat me for an award once. Didn't you remember that? I flipped chairs and stomped out. It was epic, and I still didn't win an award for like Bob. Best tantrum for not winning an award. No,
Bob won the Scream Award.
Yep.
Instead of Shannon.
I mean, shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Yeah, well, you won the true award. You ended up a meme.
Yes, you are.
I know, and nobody knows who I am. How unfair
actually,
is that?
Oh, my goodness. I have seen that appear in other places.
Yes.
It's all over.
And every time I see it, it's never credited correctly. And I yell at every site that uses it.
It's always credited to the site before that used it. It's never credited to the Mimiverse. Sure.
So every time I see it, I send them a message being like, you need to credit us to St. Euphoria Pictures and lead them back to StEuphoria.com.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's our image, damn it.
Well, when George Takei had it in that one blog.
What?
Yeah, George Takei posted some kind of blog posting where they used it. It's like, that's me, George! George, it's me!
We're almost famous. Yeah. Almost famous.
So speaking of almost famous.
I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies.
We have another...
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
We have another goodbye.
Oh. Okay.
So, Dr. Bob Tesla has sent an item in.
It is I, Dr. Bob Tesla, with your Mimiverse joke of the... Wait a minute. Sorry, wrong recording here. So, no, this is to say goodbye to Shan Shan McDonut. Shan Shan McDonut. Oh, yes, you were the actress in The Giant Spider. Man, that was great. Wish you did more films in the Mimiverse, because you are really great as Zita in... Oh, wait. I'm being handed something here by Bob and Melanie. You are Shannon McDonough. Oh, okay. Evidently, Shan Shan McDonut was just a joke name. Well, I'm sorry. No one told me. Shannon, you did a very great job in all of the Mimiverse movies, and you need to make sure you come back and do more, you know... It's not going to be the same without you in the Mimiverse. But if you're going to be out there in California, and you know any films that require a certain mad scientist, you know, you can always drop me a line. Oh, hang on. I'm being told that it's bad taste to try to... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, good luck out there. Bye.
He's very random, Mr. Tesla, Dr.
That's
Bob
okay.
Tesla.
Okay, I'm like as I mentioned, I have ADD, so I'm pretty good at following random.
So basically, what you're saying is that halfway through that whole thing,
I stopped
you were
listening.
Like, look at that yeah. fire.
Yeah,
that sure
look
is
at
a
Catherine
nice night.
Go.
Catherine
yeah.
Hansen, she deserves
right.
an award.
Use that down. Poker girl.
I think she's going after
yeah.
the award.
No, that was very sweet, Mr. Dr. Tesla.
Doctor.
Well,
that's
he worked
right.
hard
he
for that degree.
Name.
So, you
that's
know.
That's right.
You know, it's
just call him Mr. Tesla.
I feel as though we should also
Mr.
start
Tesla, if you're nasty.
A new award for the
The ADD. I was what something about being nasty.
Nothing.
Was that Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Yes. I'm making as many Prince and 80s music references for you as I can.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to catch all of them that I can.
Awesome.
I think
when
we should also...
Because she'll listen to this episode.
No.
No, I still haven't listened to the Dan and Shannon episode.
Don't bother.
It's really difficult.
It's
a high point and a low point in this show.
It really is.
Also, I feel we should start an award for the Best Dressed Fire Tender Award.
Yeah.
Miss Hansen.
Someone mm-hmm. came from work.
She came from work, so... So, Chris.
Yes.
Remember we were going to do a segment called This Is Your Life?
This is your life, yes.
This is your Mimiverse life, Shannon McDonough.
Oh,
was
God,
I was really worried something was going to happen.
I'll go get the board.
There's a board.
Oh, while you're at it, can you give me something to drink? Thanks.
There's a Snapple in
if
the
you
fridge.
Would. I'd really appreciate it.
Do you have more of that Brett Michaels Snapple?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah, I do. Yeah, it's amazing.
Apparently, I'm the Snapple supplier of the podcast.
Well, you're like the Traparaca guy.
What did we do? Well, Mark recorded... I asked Chris if I should bring him another Diet Pop. He goes, nah, I'll just get one of Mark's iced teas.
Pretty much.
No, what was it we were doing the last time I was over here? We were recording commentary for It Came From Another World.
Yes.
And that's when I had the Snapple.
Yeah, that's where the Traparaca is.
Yes. Again, never listened to it. But I felt like I was very funny that night. I should probably listen to that.
You were on. Yeah, I was on. You were doing really
well.
I
never listened to the cavewoman one either.
No.
Good Lord.
What is it? Why do we do this?
Yeah. No one listens.
Where can I find that commentary?
Because
that's
live
like
it.
You have to listen to it online as you watch
the
movie,
because I don't know
right?
how to do that all that being, downloading
yeah, that's sort
stuff.
Of the
where do you find it?
SaintEuphoria.com.
Oh.
The website. And then go to podcast, and it's right there.
See how I did that? I gave you the ability to plug the...
You are the best.
Where to find it. Yeah. Granted, if you're listening to this, you already know where to find it.
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Paulie.
Hey, Paul Hansen.
It's Paul.
Hi. So.
Mark, I don't listen because I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Technology.
I understand. Actually,
it's not on a cassette tape. I can pop into my Walkman.
It's not on a cassette. I have no idea.
So, I'm interrupting. I just thought I'd come by, say hi.
Hi. Paul Hansen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
So, party Paul Hansen.
Big supporter of the Mimiverse. And now he's running around.
See, the dog's like...
Even the dog's going crazy.
The dog's like, calm the hell down, human.
So if... Well, let's not bury the lead here. Moving right along.
Bury the what?
Hi. You're still the best.
Thank you for noticing.
I know. Right before we started recording, Chris and Shannon were talking about how long it's been in the Mimiverse.
A long time.
A century.
And it's been 10 years.
10 years. It was 2006 when Shannon walked into that audition room and luckily was shorter than Josh.
I know. That's the reason I read the audition notice and went, yes! I'm under the height requirements.
That is actually the same one.
Height requirement?
That was the same one we discovered Catherine too. She was like two before you.
Nice.
Yeah, it was 10 years, 2006 when she walked in.
Had to be shorter.
Shorter than 5'8", I think
Josh.
It was. It's Ed Oliver. What's up, Ed?
Hey, that guy.
So yeah, it was 10 years ago. You were 13 years old.
Oh God bless you.
You showed up. You nailed it. You weren't wearing the pearls.
No.
But Billy Joe Cones was.
I remember.
Oh, Billy was at that audition too. Dang.
There was a lot of people.
Well, this isn't in the official Snapple bottle. How do I know that this wasn't tampered with? Sure, this is non-alcoholic, right?
Yes, sure he did it.
Oh, God, that's the stuff.
Straight moonshine.
But no, I remember exactly what I was wearing because you
grain alcohol.
You took my picture at the audition.
Yes.
And I had it for many years. I was wearing this purple V-neck shirt with my brown blazer that I think is still in my closet.
Wow, that seems like we should auction that thing off.
If you want. Well, I keep telling you my Zeta hair combs, my floral
Zeta
hair combs.
You know, you
got
to get them to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have brought those.
Because I know
a
certain... couple of guys from Omaha who would probably bid heavily on that.
Well, and don't forget Ryan Fox, who seems to own everything.
That is also true. See?
That comes out of the memo.
See?
Oh my God, and that guy. What the f*** is happening?
What's up, Brent? Brent Hilgard is here.
Brent Hilgard, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh no, this is not good.
Because Brent's here? Yeah, I know.
Also, I don't
know.
What'd
you bring me?
I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but.
Oh,
there you go. Brent Hilgard, kissing guy.
He's the kissing guy.
Kissing guy from Giant Spider. Also, I don't know
is
if we mentioned it or not.
Credit?
Ed Oliver's also here.
Yeah, he's the guy who does the whole speech to the Lord before being eaten by the Giant Spider. Never. That's true. You didn't see it on screen. It didn't happen. I survived. That's what everyone says. You all died, except Shannon. She survived.
I don't think I have yet to die.
No,
that's true.
In my entire acting career, I have died twice. Once on stage and once in a really bad horror film. Other than that, I always win.
Actually, I do want to point out...
This bodes well for the actual zombie apocalypse.
This past weekend, there was a screening of The Giant Spider in Dallas that I was at.
Yeah, did I win?
And there were people there that was totally fooled by the ending... And we're really? there was a couple sitting sort of in front of me, and when Dan shows up, and spoilers, if you haven't seen the giant spider, you suck. When Dan shows up again, the woman hits her husband and is like, he lived. Oh my God, I'm so happy. They may have been drinking a lot, but they had a good time.
It was Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I was in the movie, and that was my reaction.
So they were happy that
good.
The good. Love so, survived.
So wait, when you get a script, you don't automatically flip to the last three pages to see if you live or die?
No.
This sounds like there's a story there because you're hesitating.
Well, it's been a while. It's been a while since I have had a script. So I'm trying to remember. I killed a lot of brain cells with all my drug use over the years. But no, when I had a lead part, you know, I go through and I highlight all my lines without really reading the script first, and I count to see how many lines I have. And if I have the first line and the last line of the movie, then I'm really happy. And then if I have a really small cameo part, I just find my cameo lines and read those, and I try not to read the rest of the film. And that guy, who the hell is that?
It's Doug Sidney. What the hell?
Doug Sidney, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like something's happening.
I know. I'm getting really nervous. They're all men.
Yeah, it's like, oh, crap. Who's
next?
I know.
This is your life.
No, if I just have a cameo, then I just read the cameo part. I don't even read the rest of the script so that I can go and watch the movie and be surprised.
What if
it's
like a horrible movie and you don't realize it? Just like that scene with you in it. Oh, that's really good. And then you're like, oh my God, this is the worst piece of crap ever. I really wish I wasn't associated with it.
That's how I just felt about it. That was the thing about acting, was that I could just rely on my performance. Like, if my performance was good, I was like, well, all those shitty actors, they just make me look better. That's how I always felt about it, right?
I guess that works.
Which has been a major change for having a band now, where I need those guys to put on a good show and to know what they're doing and to sound good, or else I look like shit. You know what I mean? So that's been a huge change. And I can't do it without them. Like, if one of them can't play a gig, I can't take the gig. And that's been really frustrating for me, because I'm used to working
really
hard.
Can't you just get like a drum machine and a laptop?
Do the little cymbals between
the knees.
And
just sing over basically karaoke.
I've thought about doing that, honestly.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
It's
the Shannon Mack band.
Yeah.
Air quotation.
One woman band. Yeah. You don't want to know what I do with my titties.
Classy.
Class, yes.
Pure class.
This is the Class and Elegant podcast, gentlemen.
So, I don't know why Doug is like 20 feet away from everybody
else.
I know,
he's out of the circle.
Come sit with the Doug. Come on in.
You're never in the way.
Maybe Porter will be your friend. I can't get him to look at me.
You'll love Porter.
Doug's too cool for the rest of us. It's all right, man.
It is a cool shirt.
Shannon said she didn't really want to come to your new movie anyway. So.
Oh, are you in Weresquito? Nice. Okay.
She didn't even know. She's like, what's a Weresquito?
What?
She hasn't been following you on Facebook because you keep posting pictures.
I try. I love all your hashtags, by the way.
Yes, there are some definite unique ones.
Sweating for your art.
Shannon, are you sensing a theme yet?
I told you I'm nervous about this.
Because it is all men.
It might get.
There might end up
Before
being
Before I focus
ladies.
On this, I thought you were picking up a sword. Like, oh, no. Well, this isn't good either. Hold on.
Bad Shannon, bad. Psh, psh,
psh. Yes.
No.
There might be more surprises coming later. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
So, and then it also bears to mention, Shannon has already seen this particular surprise. Chris and Steph were so kind to create.
Oh, yeah, my shirt.
Yes. It was the tell them
it's
what
the
it is.
St. Marie Pie Company logo.
Yes.
Best cherry in the county.
Has anybody else bought this shirt?
Actually, no. You're the first to ever get one.
You get the inaugural shirt.
Well, what's going to happen is I'm going to wear that all over the internet. So you better get a stock going.
That was kind of what I was thinking, honestly. It was like, I told Steph, like, we got to get a picture of her in it just so I can be like, hey, buy the shirt that Shannon's wearing.
I don't look very pretty today, though. So let me get pretty. I'll do a photo shoot at home.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
It probably shouldn't wear it for 24 hours anyway, so.
It's brand new.
Well, you can sell it.
New.
You can sell it for more if you wear it for 24 hours.
That's right. You can wear it for a week and then sell it off your back for like a hefty profit.
Yeah.
Signed Julianne St. Marie shirt.
That's mine.
All right, fine.
It's my cold, dead hands, ma'am.
There you go. But you should make more and then do the sale. Yeah. She'll keep the first one.
I mean, we're going to talk about my boobs again, but I will rub my boobs over any shirt you want me to if that will help them sell.
You heard it here first, folks.
Again, right.
When people order them, there's like an extra week-long delay because we have to make the shirt, send it to Shannon for the boob rubbage, send it back, and then ship it out.
Well, it can be like one of those optional things, like with the autograph.
Certified boob rub.
Yep.
That's an extra $35, Mr. Oliver. Extra $35 for that.
For the video? That's right, it's extra.
I'm going to think on this.
A plan is for
Shannon,
me.
Shannon, while you're thinking, we have another audioed in clip for you to enjoy.
Okay, please, nothing embarrassing.
You're going to like this one.
This one is from Mr. Mike Cook.
Oh, Michael, Cookie.
Shannon, as an actor, I will miss working with you very much. As Dr. Edwards, I will miss you like a father who misses his daughter. As myself, I will miss your pie. Your cherry was always the best in the county. Best of luck to you.
Oh, Cookie. Yeah, I'm going to miss him too. He's a hell of an actor.
He regrets not being able to be here tonight, but he had other things to do.
Forever away. No, man, it really was a pleasure working with him. For sure. True professional right there.
He's the one actor.
Yeah, I understand why you use him in every single movie.
He's easy to work with. Never any diva moments with him.
I'm easy to work with. Why aren't I in every film, Mim?
Why are you looking at Doug like that?
I did not.
No, Chris.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that everyone around this fire has had diva moments at one point or another. But, well, these guys over here, they're good. Red was like, yeah, you want me to kiss a girl for 6 hours? If I must.
Do I get to pick the girl?
You take direction well.
He looked at me, Mark, when he said diva moments.
Oh, I
was looking at Catherine, man.
Me?
Oh, she was the worst. Have you seen her, like, rider list?
Is she not just the brown M&M's removed?
Yes.
Okay. That's something I asked.
They all must be personalized. Instead of the M, she wants them to say C. Yeah.
She wants them to say yes.
She wants to say yes? Question mark.
Well, babe, why don't you share your microphone with Mr. Doug Sidney over there, and let's get some Doug Sidney.
Did you tell them they have to say something?
No, yes,
they can say something just very nice and short.
Doug has a look at his eye like, which direction should I go with this?
You had asked before who else has been on the podcast show as almost as much as you. He's one of them.
Douglas.
I think.
Superman.
Actually, I think by him showing up right now, he won.
He actually, now with him being here, now he actually topped you.
Shit. See you again, Susan Lucci. Susan Lucci.
Doug, I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd be here. I would have brought the pretzels.
That's fine.
He gets speaking snacks.
Speaking of divas. Guys.
Not okay.
On every set, he had to have...
No.
Actually, he mentioned once that he liked pretzels, so I got him pretzels every time.
Thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
And then he demanded them that one time they weren't there. Where the hell are my pretzels?
And I had to go find them.
He wouldn't get out of the car.
And the donuts.
He wouldn't get out
of the car.
The donuts, that's right. The donuts. The chocolate, little chocolate donuts that became yours. Like, we had donuts on one of the shoots. He's like, I've never had these. These are super good. We need these on every shoot from now on. He says jokingly. So Steph's like, they'll be there. And they were from that point forward. Little
donuts.
Chocolate plastic donuts, as Steph calls them.
They're plastic.
They're good.
So, Doug, you worked with Shannon prior to Moon Zombies, right?
No.
No?
Nope.
That was the first time.
And then a number of times. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
And
No, Superman was first.
That was after.
Ooh.
Was it before?
Yeah.
Was it after?
Because I didn't know you.
Or she forgot. One of the two.
Maybe it was before.
No, when we started rehearsing for Superman, that was our first time working together.
They were close. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then right after that, it was Moon Zombies. Because, and I was like, oh, I know this guy. This will be fun.
That was in September we started.
Somewhere around there,
so
yeah.
Ours must have been the March prior.
Yeah. It was seriously like right next to each other. But Superman was first.
Yeah. Both times a pleasure. Both times a pleasure.
Yes. Superman was cold. Do you remember how cold we were on that
roof?
Yes,
but we had a rehearsal that was like 70 degrees, and we said, if only.
I know. What happened?
If only in 1 week,
like, the weekend before and the weekend after, it was gorgeous.
What is this term of which you speak? Rehearsal? What is that?
Exactly.
What is that?
Well, it's foreign to me as well.
I don't know what that is.
A waste of time.
Especially
obviously,
in the Mimiverse film.
Dealing with two, you know, lead actors right here. These guys just come in and nail it.
I know. They've totally made out on screen.
Well, it was in the script.
Our first time.
Yeah. I wish
Doug's facial hair totally like scraped up your face, if I remember.
It was, yeah, but Dan kissed the mole right off my face.
Oh, that's right.
So, when? I don't know.
He slapped the mole off your face. Too.
I would have to line the two of them up to figure out which one was the better kisser. It's been a while.
This is getting... All right.
All right.
Mimiverse After Hours.
We always threaten, and now here
it is. The kissing game.
So, and then the only two movies you guys were in terms of the Mimiverse was Moon Zombies, right?
A couple others where we weren't together.
Correct.
But in.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? No? Maybe? I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff that's a little fuzzy for Shannon, and she's like...
I used to drink a lot. A lot.
And how's that going, Shannon?
Yes.
So awesome.
How many...
So awesome. It was 2 years in March, so now it's August.
You don't know a date? You don't know how many days you're sober?
Oh. Well, let me look.
She's got it on her phone.
Let me look. It's been long enough... I am at 870 days today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jeez.
No, 870. And it's so good. It's so good.
I have a question from those days.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Where is the Beretta?
Oh, the Beretta died. There was...
There's a Beretta? The car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only
I know,
that,
and I loved that car, too. Her name was Lucy.
Beretta.
Teal Beretta.
Yeah.
Name Lucy.
Her name was Lucy. But no, she died. I don't remember exactly.
Sadly.
Oh, what happened? She tried to kill me, is what happened. There ended up being a little leak in the gas line of the... I didn't hear what he said. I'm going to let that slide. There was a little leak in the gas line in the engine. So it sprayed gasoline all over the engine. And thank God, I noticed something was not... running correctly, so I stopped. But if I had kept going, that gasoline could have ignited, the whole engine could have gone up.
Did creepy music play in the radio
but
first?
No. No. I think AC/DC was playing.
Was it Highway to Hell?
I don't remember. This was a while ago. But no, and then they don't make that part anymore because it was a 92 Beretta.
Thankfully.
So it would have just cost too much to fix the car. So we junked it. I ended up getting like $200 for it or something.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's a win.
I know.
Admittedly.
And they came and hauled her away, so it was okay.
And you two have done films outside the Mimiverse, too. You guys did...
Yeah, we were in Harm's Way together, right?
Yeah, that was a great film.
I had a teeny little part in that. Doug was amazing
in that movie.
Too kind.
Was it Donnie something? What was your character's name?
Tommy Domino.
Tommy Domino. He was amazing in that movie. You can get that on Amazon Instant Video right now, everyone, in Harm's Way.
I recommend it. I've seen
kind.
It.
Were you in Potpourri? You were in Potpourri. You were a cop, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so we were in Potpourri together.
Yep. So you've done a lot of movies together, but not together.
But not together. Attack of the Moon Zombies was the most together we had to be.
Which is finally back in print, just so
whatever
people are aware.
What happened to that dentist thing that we did? Remember that dentist commercial?
Yes, I have
never
it.
Got paid for it, Nicole. and I don't think I ever saw the finished project.
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah, was she? Yeah, I mean, my part was like $30, but still, I was really poor at the time.
They gave your money to Doug, saying, "Just give it to Shannon when you see her."
But no, I never actually saw the finished project.
I will show it to you tonight.
Yes. Cool.
Was one of you like the dentist or the assistant, or you?
I was the assistant. Were you was the dentist? Right? No, you're the patient.
I was a patient, and then sort of jumped into spokesperson role for the.
So the classic Doug role is what it is. He smiles, if only because
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean? Aren't you on a TV sales show thing?
That's okay. Yes. It's not your fault.
Yes. Oh, product selling. Yes. Sure. No. Yeah. Yep.
Uh oh. Catherine started Too Good a Fire, and now Steph might be on
fire. Steph is on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll,
you
Steph.
Know, I just recently read the book Misery. Where there's a scene very much so like that, where she burns the book and it goes everywhere.
Had you seen the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the book is better. Man, the book is gruesome. Oh, man. It was amazing. I'm going to read Dolores Claiborne next. I can't wait.
I just started reading the Stephen King's book.
Into
on
your
writing.
Mic.
Just started reading Stephen King on writing.
Oh, really? How's that? Good so far.
Yeah.
Informative? Useful?
Mm-hmm. Educational.
Oh.
Nice.
He's prophetic.
Chris, what is your best Shannon moment in the Mimiverse? Audition?
Well, she did nail the audition. I mean, the moment she walked in and she did her audition, I basically turned to Josh when she left and said, "She's the one." Yes. He's like, "Well, we'll wait." I'm like, "Nope.
We'll
she's
wait.
Got it."
He's and like, wait, wait, wait.
More people.
It's a bit telling.
Like, nope.
This was from, it came from another world.
Came from another world. Yeah. 10 years ago.
So you didn't see anyone else after she auditioned?
No, we did.
Okay.
Just, it was like, it's very similar. When Steph and I bought our house, we saw this, the house we live in now, we saw it first. And I basically was like, this is home. And from that point forward, everyone else, it was, every house we saw was like, well, it's okay, but it's not that first house. It was very much like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Shannon came in. Just, it was perfect.
She crushed
it. Between her and Professor Jackson. There was one other actress, and I don't remember her name. I didn't follow up on it at all, but she actually came in and was kind of the leader at that point up till Shannon got there. But she almost played it more like a female Professor Jackson, and so it became like this almost like Diane Chambers kind of thing.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be compared to that character.
Well, I don't know. It just, but Shannon came in and knocked it out of the park, and it was like pretty much from that point forward, it was like, she's got it. And then Steph put her in everything else.
So. You have to admit, it's kind of telling, Chris, because look who's still here, Shannon.
And look who's not.
Who's not.
Yeah.
Are you pointing at Ruby?
Maybe.
Speaking of diva moments,
we got time, don't worry.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure I have other good Shannon stories, and I got to think about like the other ones, the on-set ones.
There's
the
just best, so many.
One of the best stories is actually right before we started recording. It was reminded of what was going to be Reform School Girls.
Reform School Girls.
And Shannon still seems a little angry about her how it got taken away from her.
I just wanted to be a lipstick lesbian.
Well, it was the Paddle Girls, so, you know.
It's all right.
They're not supposed to know a man's touch. Believe me, you know. Do the speech, Ruby. Do it.
Don't worry.
What the hell is that plane going? That's really low. Yeah, we were talking about Reform School
One more time.
Reform School Girls versus the Space Monster. And that fell through. And actually, the four women around this fire right now were all supposed to be in it.
Yes.
We got weird. Screwed, guys.
And then two others.
And then it was Billy Joe Cohn's.
Oh, no, three others.
Liz Rachel. Kaiser and Rachel Grubb.
And Billy Joe.
Yeah. I know who I can blame it on, but I won't say it.
And honestly, that would have been my first time really working with Rachel Grubb, too. Like, I was looking
yours and everybody else's after she disappeared.
She disappeared?
Rachel hasn't disappeared.
No, before when she disappeared and went out to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do. They go out to L.A. and disappear.
Don't disappear, Shannon.
I won't. Are you kidding?
But she came back. She's in Where's Skeeter Nazi Hunter with Doug Sidney. Doug is totally like, having a moment with the dog.
Oh, I know. So. I can't get the dog to come over here and love me, you guys. This is really...
He's your buddy.
Nice. Would you like to hear someone who loves you?
It depends on who it is.
This makes me so nervous. Okay.
Who's this one, dear?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Shannon, we worked together on 2 films, and I've always admired your professionalism and no bullshit attitude. You will always be the scream queen of the Mimiverse, and we'll miss you. Just promise that when you make it big, you'll get jobs for me and Mike Cook. Good luck, little Jimmy Norberg.
Oh, dear God, no.
Kills every time.
Every time.
Every time I say that, I think of him.
Now, I'd like to point out one thing. You know when we were starting and I was on my phone? I was texting with Doug because he couldn't remember the address.
I said earlier that
I can never remember the address. Mm-hmm. I just know how to get here. Mm-hmm. So I had to look it up. That's what I was doing.
Oh,
because
okay.
I didn't want to flat out say, hey, what is your address? I got to tell Doug. That would have given it away. But one thing that did not happen is I told Doug specifically, stop off and pick up a Crackle Bar.
Did you read your text?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
I went 2 places.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I said Crunch.
You should have just picked up a Crunch.
I texted you and said, Crunch?
There's a bag of them in here.
I was getting tons of crap from everybody, so.
It's okay. We were talking about the Crackle Bars, and I said I liked them.
Saying how they're the poor man's Crunch.
Just tonight. Mm-hmm.
And then I said, from now on, we should ask every new guest what their favorite candy bar is and bring it. And she's like, oh, I see. After I'm on here. That's what I was saying. Tell us so we know.
I never let myself eat candy.
Crunch or whatchamacallit. Which, if you absolutely have to have one.
Look, leave me hanging. Whatchamacallit.
All right. That's Steph's too.
Good. I really like the 100 grands.
That's my top favorite
Yeah, I think that might be. Can you put them in the freezer for a little while? Yeah, that's the shit right there.
Catherine, what's yours so we know? I mean, you don't have to, like, if you
know. Well, I know in my first podcast you got me Zagnut bars.
Yes.
Zagnut is the shit.
That's right.
I've never even heard of it. What is that? It's like a nougat bar.
It's not common.
It?
It's like kind of butterfingery.
No?
It's like toasted coconut with chocolate on the outside. And I just like it because it was in the Beetlejuice.
That's right. And that's the reason she got them.
Right.
Got something good for you.
Got something good for you.
Now she's laughing.
It's like my second favorite line.
Douglas lamenting because we got him nothing on his podcast.
Well, see this, but he got pretzels at every shoot, didn't he?
Yeah,
as soon as you said something. True. So all future Stephanie actors, just say something near Steph and you'll get it.
Say something, coffee. You'll always.
And coffee, right. Coffee. And when we made coffee. Late Night Double Feature, I believe that Mark was your go-to guy for chicken sandwiches.
I hooked a brother up. Kick that microphone over to him. I hooked a brother up.
It was great.
He's a brother.
BK.
Also, Doug and I are going to the Metallica concert, so.
What?
You are?
Yep.
With Shervin, too, right?
Shervin's coming.
It's a weird group.
Yes, and Matt Osterman.
Weren't they like $300
tickets when is that?
Or something?
Yes.
28th?
20th.
Thank you, sir. 20th. So.
Oh, and P.S., Chris, we'll be going to Shatec. You did not mention. Did you know there's a showing at Shatec on the 20th?
It's not open to the public.
At what?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a private show.
Well, I have been invited by Mandy Teeth, so.
Well, I need to talk to her.
It's a paddle girls thing.
Technically, she's not invited either.
Well, we're going.
Because I mentioned it to her, and then paddle I asked girls. The guy, because I'm like, is there a reason you're not putting it on your calendar? He's like, oh, yeah, it's a private thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, crap.
Then I'm going to be sitting home alone.
So
here. We were going to bring Shannon with us.
Sadly.
Shannon. She's a big deal. Kind of a big deal.
That's a complicated question. Because the office opens September 6th, but for the first bit, they're just going to fly me back and forth to handle appointments while we fill up the calendar. So I don't know how much of the time I'm going to be in Minnesota right now, but I move officially on Halloween. Which Halloween's my favorite holiday, so that kind of sucks. I have to spend it moving, but... I know, I had my costume all planned out and everything. It was going
to
be amazing, you guys.
So we roped her
in
for your premiere.
What's
she has to be there.
Well, it's like a masquerade. Okay, well, because it was going to be like this gorgeous like black lace gown. And then I was going to make this like neck piece out of those little plastic spiders. From those little plastic spider rings. So I was going to make this awesome like neck piece out of that. And then
that sounds really uncomfortable.
I was gonna make it. What I was gonna make. Well, but I suffer for the Halloween.
That's true.
And then it's like, you know, you have a masquerade mask, but the mask is my skin. Mm-hmm. So like this part is all bloody, and then I have a human flesh masquerade mask. It's gonna be amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I was gonna have these really wicked eye contacts.
Since you're not doing it, so you're not doing it.
No, well, no, because I have to be moving. I was hoping to have moved already, and then I could have been in Las Vegas for Halloween. That
but at this point, because you aren't doing it, you could be totally making anything up and talking about how great it would have been.
No, that's totally what I was.
And on
do.
Top of that, it was going to have lights.
That since
I was going to have a laser show following me around
since last Halloween.
Well, you still got. You can do it next Halloween. So,
or you can go. I'm sure maybe before Halloween there's maybe some other events in town that you could wear that to.
Yeah.
So now you have to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it must be amazing.
Monday.
And I expect lasers.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Sucks.
So maybe the weekend before.
Oh, yeah.
Lasers.
Oh, I better start now then. Pew, pew. It's going to be complicated.
That's still one of my favorite stories to tell about Catherine, though.
I know.
That she did the pew-pew is when she's in Destination Outer Space, and she's supposed to be firing her gun. She couldn't stop herself from going, pew-pew-pew-pew. And I'm like, you need to stop that. Start again. Why? What am I doing? You're doing laser noises.
I would be willing to bet that's from in our subconscious vernacular from Star Wars.
I would think it is.
That's what the stormtroopers...
Because I think they said, too, right. That... what's his name? Ewan McGregor, when he was in Star Wars, kept making noises, and they had to tell him to stop.
Yeah, with
like
that.
you're making
lightsaber
noises. Whoa, you need to stop.
Five.
He's like, "Am I?" He didn't even realize he was doing it.
Like he's 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something I would do.
Well, then let's take a pause. Let's get a picture of Shannon with her shirt, and we're also going to pause and have some cherry pie.
Is there really pie?
There's cherry pie.
That's Jerry in the county.
And Shannon's already up
Shannon
out of the chair.
Shannon just left. She's like, I'm done with this crap.
So let's all get a piece of pie, ladies and gentlemen.
She wanted s'mores.
All right.
And then she
we'll be back.
Cream.
We'll be back in part two.
So we're getting, she's getting
Shannon's eating all the pie.
For sure. She's
got the munchies. In wrapping up part one, we want to thank everyone who sent in audio clips and send extra thanks to everyone who sent in written wishes. Come back for part two for more. Good love.